I'm Kelly Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another the way I have loved you." Have you ever wondered why Jesus made love a command? Well, the answer can be found in Galatians 5:6. Faith works by love. Without love, the faith you need to receive from God and stop the plans of the enemy just won't work. It's like a car without gas. Well, today, my dad, Kenneth Copeland, explains that strife is one of the biggest hindrances to faith, and it opens the door to fear. So join us for today's message and discover that choosing to walk in love keeps faith strong and overcomes strife and fear every time.
Let's open our Bibles to Mark chapter 4. Let's start with the 14th verse. The sower sows the word. These are they by the wayside where the word is sown. When they have heard, Satan cometh immediately to take away the word that was sown in their heart. These are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. You notice how closely tied to persecution is becoming offended. You notice they're just hooked right there together? Now, why is it so important? Why is it so important not to get offended? Why? You have to be afraid in the first place. It's fear dependent. It won't work. Offense doesn't work if you're not afraid. Fear just rises up. You may not even realize it's fear. But if fear's job is not primarily to bring you to a state of fright. Fear's job is to bring you to a state of unbelief. Fear's job is to alter the Word of God and tell you that you'll never get it, you can't get it, God don't love you, blah, 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 and all that other mess. That's all comes out of the root of fear. Now, how does fear get in the first place? Every time you violate the commandment of love, fear is the result. Because perfected love, 1 John 4:18, casteth out or flushes out fear. You keep practicing the love of God and you stir up the gift of God that's within you. See, your spirit's not producing fear. When you got born again, your spirit started producing faith. But without love, your faith is weak. Love is to your faith what air is to a tire. There's no way that set of new tires can support the load they were designed to carry unless they got air in them. Your faith cannot support the load it was designed to carry without love in it. And every time you act on unforgiveness, every time you act out of the love of God, violate the commandment of love, fear is a result. You feed it in there. It's not in there already. Faith is in there already. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, and it comes up on the inside of you. Fear comes by hearing, and hearing by the words of the devil, and you meditate on those and violate that commandment of love. It comes in from the outside and begins to compound in there, particularly in your soul. So as you begin to practice the love of God, you need to practice it all the time. Set your love upon Him. Read the 91st Psalm and set your love on it. Read the 91st Psalm and set your love on it. For He has set His love upon me, and He's known my name, and I'll be with Him in a time of trouble, and I will deliver Him, and with long life I'll satisfy Him. Every morning when you get up, open your eyes. Say, Lord, I love you with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind and my strength. I love my neighbor as myself, and I love the brethren the way you love the brethren. And I give myself to you, and I give myself to them today. Amen. You start your day exercising love. Exercising it. And then quote scriptures, love never fails. The love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. The grace of God is in me and on me. Hallelujah. Start talking love. Go through 1 Corinthians, the 12th and 13th chapters, and come down there where it says all this whole list that love is, and put yourself in there. I am never offended. I'm never puffed up. No. I count no wrong done to me. See what I'm doing? I'm wearing my armor and I'm casting that stuff off. I don't pay attention to it. If I do, it turns into persecution, which will cause me to be offended, and fear gets involved in that. I'm going down fast. If you get strife and unbelief in the midst of your family after all the things that God says about it being an accursed thing, you won't be able to stand up against your enemies. You may be shouting the name of Jesus as loud as you can, but if there's no love, there's no faith. And without faith in the name of Jesus, you can't shout it loud enough to make it be worth anything. Now, if we had time, we could spend some time in that, but we're going to go ahead now in this. Look at Proverbs chapter 10. I want you to put your eyes on these things. There's a reason I'm not going to just read them out to you. Proverbs chapter 10. And let's look at the 12th verse. Hatred stirs up strifes, but love covers all sins. Now, strife, the definition of strife, and particularly scriptural definition of it, is discord, lack of agreement, or no agreement. Agreement is not there. So any two of you on earth that won't agree, ain't nothing going to happen. You see that? It's just the opposite from any two of you on earth shall agree as touching anything, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. It's just the opposite of that. Discord, lack of agreement, lack of harmony. It emphasizes a struggle for superiority. Instead of esteeming someone higher than yourself, you're trying to get your point across where you're superior to them. A wrathful man stirs up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeases strife. Proverbs 16:28. A disobedient man sows strife, and a whisperer separates chief friends. All right. Proverbs 17:14. The beginning of strife is as when one lets out water. Therefore, leave off contention before it be meddled with. Now, it is like, one translation says, it is like a crack in a dam. Stop it before it becomes a fight. Don't keep on until it breaks the dam, and now you're going to have to fight for your life. Don't keep on until it creates fights between people, because once it gets let out, brother, I'm telling you what, it is hard to get it back in there. Now then, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I'm telling you this one, this is startling, and it has never been dealt with as it should, particularly in today's church. 1 Corinthians 3 and We'll look at the third verse. For you are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? The Amplified Translation says, you walk as mere unchanged men. In other words, now, yeah, and you remember what happened here. He said, I came here to teach you many things. I can't teach you any of them. Why couldn't he? He said, the strife and the spirit of division that is among you has reduced you in understanding back to where you were before you got saved. And then he went ahead and explained to them that the natural man knows not the things of God, has no insight into the things of God, but the spiritual man discerns. But they were spiritual people. They were born again people. But the strife had brought them to a place and had broken down their spirit and their understanding. They didn't have any faith functioning in them. So without faith, they couldn't hear any more out of the Spirit of God than anybody else could. That's where religious ideas get born, is in those kind of congregations. Because you get into a mess like that, and the miracles stop, and people quit getting saved, and so people start trying to answer spiritual questions. Why is nobody getting saved in our congregation? Why ain't nobody ever getting baptized in the Spirit anymore? Why aren't they getting healed anymore? What's happening here? Why is the congregation shrinking down to nothing? Well, they try to answer that with carnal answers, natural answers. Why? There's strife. There's division in there. The house is divided against itself. So they're not hearing from God. They're just hearing from the natural. Galatians 5:19-20. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies. Look what company strife keeps. Boy, that's serious. Now then, in 2 Timothy 2:23, turn there. 2 Timothy 2:23. And now you'll see why Satan uses persecution, offense, cares of this world, all that. You can see why he uses these things. Here is his purpose. Oh, we got him by the nose, and we're fixing to twist it. Glory to God. Verse 24. The servant of the Lord must not strive. Must not. But be gentle unto all men, apt to teach. Now, teaching the Scripture and the Word is a key issue here. Apt to teach, patient in meekness or gentleness and courtesy, instructing. You be patient with them, and you teach them, and you be gentle, and you instruct, and you be courteous, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God, peradventure, or if God perhaps will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Now, that's a strange statement. It almost sounds like God's not sure whether he wants to accept their repentance or not. No, that isn't it at all. But when people get in strife, they won't repent. I'm right. That's God. I'm telling you what's wrong with me. It's her. And you sit them down in your office. I've seen it. I have seen this. And you, someone comes in and says, Brother Copeland, I need you to pray. Oh, God, pray. I said, what's the matter? Well, it's my husband. Well, what's the matter here? Well, I'm going to tell you what now, Brother Copeland. I'll tell you what. He just does some of the awfulest things. It's just terrible and just goes on and on and on and on and on. Don't say a word in the world about what you've been doing. But people that have gotten over into this thing, they ain't listening to what they're doing wrong. They want to talk about what he's doing. And I'll tell you why. Because they've been rehearsing it. They called everybody in West Texas and told them what Shorty's been doing to me. How he has been ugly to me. And it gets worse every time she tells it. And you go over it and over it and over it. Well, what's happening? The seed and root of bitterness is getting hold and taking hold and taking hold and strife. Now, here's why Satan is after all these things. Here's why those five things, why he does what he does. To get you to violate the commandment of love, which and walking in casts out fear. Look, here it is right here. That God will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Oh, yeah, dear God, I've been wrong. That's the first step. Lord, I've been wrong here. And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. He wants to use you. He'll just let you be a sleeper. And, there ain't a whole lot of upset here going on, but you're a little strifey, and you don't repent when you get mad. You try to blow people off the highway with your horn. Never occurs to you to repent. Now you got a spirit full of that stuff. Fear's building. But then he'll get a little persecution going because he needs you. He can take you captive at his will. He's going to get something started in the church. This pastor's getting too close to some truths that Satan don't want him having. So all it takes is for, some particularly bucket mouth or whatever her name is, for her to come up and say, now you know how he left, Pastor. Oh, man. Be careful what's coming next. Amen. That's right. You know how he left, Pastor. That's right. But here he comes. Wonder what made him do what he did about such and such. Just turn around and walk off. The seed was dropped. You know what you ought to say? No, thank you. No, I don't need to wonder about that. He's my pastor. Amen. Ain't none of my business. I don't run this church. That's my business to pray for him. I love him too, and I pray for him. And I suggest to you, you shut your mouth. Don't come bring that to me no more. Amen. See this right here? That is not a garbage can. Amen. Well, I didn't mean anything. Now, don't start lying to me, girl. Come on. You know I love you. No, you don't love me. Now, wait a minute, baby. Yeah, I love you. Amen. Don't you get out of love. But sometimes, and particularly with some people, you just got to go on and be stern about it and tell him or her. Now, I'm not going to engage in that with you. Please, don't bring it to me no more. I don't want to hear that. And then begin to pray, holding them up in love thoughts and faith thoughts. Peradventure, God will give them acknowledgement of the truth. Wake them up. Amen. Now, That's not the time for you to go next door and talk about Sister so-and-so. Uh-uh. No, you keep your mouth shut about it. It ends with you. It's very, very difficult for God to use you and show you things to come and use you in the gifts of the Spirit, particularly in power gifts and utterance gifts, and where you know things and see things when you can't keep your mouth shut. God reveals something for you to pray for somebody, and then you go tell 14 different people. You're done right there. He might try you another couple of times maybe, but it's over until you get rid of that and stop that. That'll cut off the gifts of the Spirit. Well, isn't that what the devil's trying to do? Think about the list of the gifts. Starts out with tongues. Without love, it stops. Huh? What about prophecy? Without love, it stops. You just go, it names all 9 manifestations of the Holy Ghost. Without love, they stop. Well, what would you do if you was the devil? Man alive. Those gifts of the Spirit are just beating his brains out, man. I mean, if he can find somebody that'll sow a little strife, just sow a little question here and start it working and get that thing going. Or get you fussing at home between you and your family. And you go up there in that church with a big smile on your face and you stand up and say, "Thus saith the Lord, we just heard a bucket talk." Clanging, banging. Amen. That's his purpose. Can you see it? Stand up with me tonight. Begin to give the Lord praise concerning it. And say it very boldly. Father, I've heard your word. I receive it. I rebuke. And I renounce strife, bitterness, envying in all of its forms. I make a decision this very night to keep the commandment of love. I will obey it. That is a general order from the commander-in-chief of the body of Christ. It is a direct order to me as a believer. I receive it. I love the Lord my God with all my heart. With all my soul, with all my mind and all my strength, I love my neighbor as myself, because that's what pleases you. I love the brethren even as you love them and gave yourself for them. I receive it, the love of God. Now just bless the Lord and thank Him. Bless Him and thank Him for it.
In a world driven by pressure, offense, and division, there is a higher way to live. In the audio teaching, The Power of Love, Kenneth Copeland shows from Scripture that love is not weakness or a feeling. It's a commandment, a weapon, and the very force that makes faith work. When you step out of strife and into love, you activate a spiritual power that overcomes fear. Whatever circumstances you're facing, love has the answer. God is love, and it's His very nature that He placed inside of you through Jesus. Love protects your peace, strengthens your faith, and positions you to receive God's promises. You can be free from bitterness and walk in freedom, fully persuaded that God's love is working through you. The pathway to victory is love. Learn to live with unshakable confidence even in the middle of life's greatest pressures. Choose love, walk in faith, and watch your world change with the power of love. The Power of Love is now available as a free digital download on our website, kcm.org/TV special. The Bible says God is love. In this message by Kenneth Copeland, you'll learn how to live empowered by God's love. Discover that acting and speaking with the love of God allows His presence to manifest, bringing change and blessing to every situation. Offer good for 30 days. Download your free copy and begin experiencing the power of love today.
There are two ways of life operating in this world right now. One way of life is the natural way. We can see from today's message that the natural way to handle negative situations is to get into strife, to argue and strive with others until you get your way. But Jesus came to offer us a higher way of living, a kingdom way of living, and that is walking in love. Love opens the door for God's presence to manifest and transform every situation from a disaster to a blessing. And today we celebrate His coming, that He could do that for us, celebrating Palm Sunday, the day where we remember He rode into town and love Himself came to be that final sacrifice for sin. And He didn't come just to cover our sin, but to eradicate it completely like it had never happened. He removed the barrier that separated us from His love so that we could live in that sweet presence every day. So let's take a moment right now to thank Jesus for what He did and for His act of love that opened up a whole new way of life for us. Father, we thank You first for sending Jesus, for sending Him to pay the price. That is how You chose to love the world, was to give Your Son Jesus to die for us. And Jesus, thank You. Thank You that You would do that. Thank You that You not only did that back then, but You are in our right now. You are in our hearts, in our room, in our presence right now, actively working on our lives to bring about Your complete and total love plan for us. And we thank You for that today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us today. And until next time, this is Kelly Copeland reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.